The question was asked, is there any problem using the Gregorian calendar, the solar calendar? And in order to understand this, we have to really go back to the Jewish calendar. The Jewish calendar was given to us in Mitzrayim. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. So even though we are taught that on Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah is when Hashem judges the world. Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, is when we think creation happened. I say we think because there are two opinions in Talmud. But we think that on Tishrei is when man was created. That's what our prayer indicates. And nonetheless, our months begin in Nisan. That's a funny way to run a calendar. You're starting the year in Tishrei, yet your first month is 6 months in, 7 months in, right? Nisan is month number one. So the idea, as the Ramban explains, is that we always count back to that special, special moment. Today is month number one from when we became a nation. We view that as the beginning of life. It's like people sometimes discuss how old they are based on their conversion. I started life, I'm 2 years old, I'm 4 years old, I'm 8 years old. You're 55. You don't understand. I had a restart 8 years ago. People sometimes have a very momentous occasion. They can have a heart attack. They can have different things that they survive, and they feel like they count life from then. I know people that after they underwent serious surgery, they say, that's my birthday. That's the birthday I celebrate. That's when I came back to life. So we as a people were told that we look at the world as our life started in Nisan. And when we count, we have a mitzvah to count from the month of Nisan. Just like we're supposed to count our weeks from Shabbos, you're supposed to say every morning, today is day one from Shabbos, today is day two from Shabbos, today is day three. Even if you're running out of shul and you won't say the psalm that the Levites used to say in the temple on that day, you should at least say the sentence. Today is day one from Shabbos. I'm counting. My count goes from Shabbos. Hayom Yom Rishon Shabbat, Yom Yom Sheni B'Shabbat, Yom Shlishi B'Shabbat. By the same token, when we count months, what we're saying is, I'm counting back to Yitziat Mitzrayim. So right now we're in the month of Adar, the end of the month of Adar. This is month 12. When I say that, what I'm saying is, it's 12 months since redemption. It's 12 months since our birthday as a nation. So the count is indicative of a perspective that the Torah wanted us to have. So that's why you will find that there are people who don't like writing the month based on a number. They don't like writing the way we often write in a check, right? Today is, I don't know what the date is, 24, 25 of, where are we, in March, 23. So they don't like write 23 to the 3rd. They'll write 23rd of March. Because to give the month a number, well, that I don't count these months. I count from Nisan. And in general, our calendar is part of the mitzvah, meaning the idea of commemorating Yetzias Mitzrayim with the calendar is reflected by the calendar we use. So that's why you'll find people that say you shouldn't be using the other calendar. Bottom line, people get their paychecks based on the Gregorian calendar. People pay their rent most of the time based on the Gregorian calendar. People have a lot of their world running by the Gregorian calendar. So if a person asks, should I celebrate my Gregorian birthday? So when I was younger, I had a little bit more spunk. So so someone would say, oh, today's your birthday on my Gregorian birthday. And I'd say, JC, that's amazing. and they'd look at me like, who'd you just say? And I'd say, oh, he doesn't count? Then why are you counting my birthday based on his calendar? What does that have to do with me? So today I don't do that, right? But there's truth to it. That it's a dismal state when people know their birthday on the Gregorian calendar, and they don't have a clue what month it is in the Jewish calendar or the date. I was like that most of my youth, and it's not nice, not the way it should be. We should try to write our checks. We're living in Israel. You could write on your checkbook the month of Adar. It's amazing. It's very exciting that you're living in a country where legally you're allowed to write the Jewish date. Write the Jewish date. You write a date on documents that you send out. Write the Jewish date. It's good to live that way, and it'll help us connect to the ideas we should be connecting to. What happens in Adar? What happens in Nisan? Very often you ask people, okay, what holiday do we have in Teves? So very few people remember that Hanukkah runs into the first 2 days of Teves, sometimes 3 days of Teves, depending on how many days of Rosh Chodesh. So you have the fast of the 10th of Teves. What holidays do we have in Cheshvan?
None.
So none, okay? But you have to pay attention to the calendar in order to know none. What holidays do we have in Sivan? So a person has to get used to it, okay? Shavuot, very good. So if you start living by the calendar, then you start connecting to it, and we're supposed to live by the calendar. It is the first mitzvah the Torah gave us, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, and when you control time, then you control life. Time control. That's why Julius Caesar was assassinated over the month of July, right? He tried to institute, shift the calendar so that he would be Caesar one more month. That's when they assassinated him. They realized August was when Augustus tried the same trick. So they all played games with the calendar to extend their reign. It's reality. When you the calendar you use, the time system you use, defines what you do with life. If you think of life as now we're in Chaf Zayin, Chaf Ches Adar, then you approach life one way. If you think of life as the 23rd of March, right? It struck me the Ides of March 10 days ago, 8 days ago, right? The Ides of March. So you live, it's a little different in Shakespeare, the Ides of March, the 15th of March.
No, but the Ides of March was the thing when they actually killed Caesar, I think it was.
Say that. I'm saying, unfortunately, it's a part of me, right? I grew up with the Ides of March. But we're not supposed to live by that. We're supposed to live by the Jewish calendar, and it affects our perspective on things. It's a good thing. There's nothing wrong if on the other side of your checkbook you write the English date, because when you open up your bank account, they won't tell you which day in Adar it was that check was made or cashed. So if you want to keep track of your accounts, you do have to write the Gregorian date on your end of it. But on the check, you could write the Jewish date. So...